Welcome to the Bossy Bitch podcast with your host, Elsa Mitchell. I wish I had more of a singy voice so that when I, you know, sung my name like that, it actually didn't sound like fingernails going down a blackboard for you guys. Okay, this is one of your favorite episodes. It's a solo, and I have titled this, "It's Not Fucking Working, What Do I Do Next?" And this comes off the back of so many conversations that I've been having lately, because we really live in such strange times. I mean, the world is changing so quick. And I hate saying that because it could scare the shit out of some people. But, like, just yesterday, you guys, we were using plastic straws and we were thinking nothing of it. Now you're about to get arrested if you get caught with one of those bad boys in your hands. So last week, actually, no, it wasn't last week. It was the week before. I travelled up to Port Hedland, which is a bit of a mining town, about a 2.5-hour flight from Perth up north. And I went up to run some workshops and with local businesses up there and to MC their International Women's Day, which, holy shit, was such a blast. I love hanging out with rural and regional Australians. They are so my people and they get my joke. And while I was up there, I had some really great conversations. I ran a workshop on AI, which is artificial intelligence. So talking about ChatGPT, which most of us have heard of, but it actually is way bigger than that. And I really enjoyed running that workshop because it was so fun, just like, for myself to be unpacking all the advances in, you know, artificial intelligence right now, not just for businesses, like for everything. Like, it's really crazy what's happening with AI. And this episode isn't about AI, so stay with me. But one of the things and the messages I was trying to get across to the business owners when I was running this workshop, because you could see they were freaking the fuck out when I was saying, like, you know, you're going to be able to get entire websites built. There are movies being made, like, they can replicate your voice. It is, and it is scary. It is fucking scary. And I have this running joke that whenever I use, like, a tool like ChatGPT or Gemini is similar to ChatGPT. I probably actually prefer it at the moment. I feel like it gives me more realistic answers. But I always say please, and one of my clients was like, why the hell are you always saying please to the machine? And I'm like, well, because when the machine comes alive and it tries to kill us all, it's going to remember that I said please and it's going to spare me my life. And I'm laughing, but fuck. Anyway, it is pretty scary if you really unpack it. But the thing is, if we're scared of this stuff, it's not going to serve you. Rocking backwards and forwards in the corner, sucking your thumb, freaking the fuck out is not going to help. So my advice is, be curious. Play around with it. Do you know what I'm finding the most creepy thing about AI right now is the fact that we have had a decade of online, like, social media, Instagram, Facebook, learning about SEO, how to build your presence on Google. It's only been a little over 10 years. And I know this because I was in business when I was 25, which was way more than 10 years ago. And we didn't have all those. Well, we did, but not really everybody was using it. We were still placing ads in the yellow pages, which for you little babies listening was an old-fashioned book. Where you had to manually flip pages to find the phone number for the hairdresser down the road. Anyway, so it hasn't really been around that long, but getting the hang of Instagram and Facebook and SEO and all that has been really, really challenging for the average business owner, like, really freaking challenging. And it's why social media management and social media courses and online courses and all the freaking things out there in the world have been so popular, because we are all so desperate for help on how to best navigate this digital landscape that we now find ourselves in. And you can do all the courses in the world, still just, it still can be so utterly complex and perplexing. What I am seeing with tools like ChatGPT and Gemini is they are so fucking easy to use. Like, my clients in their 60s love them, use them, no problems. Haven't been able to figure out Instagram and Facebook for the last 10 years, but can use AI so easily. So my advice is to be curious, to just have a look, just play around, and don't be scared of it, because if you embrace it and you lean into it and you go with it as opposed to fighting it, like, you're not going to get left behind. And in business, we can't afford to just pretend like it's not happening. It is happening. And so on the back of this topic, I was like, it's not fucking working. What do I do next? The world has obviously, you know, pandemic, blah, blah, blah. We don't talk about it anymore, do we? But we've really been through all these big changes, but change isn't new, right? Again, I had my business, my first business, when the GFC, the global financial crisis, hit back in, oh my God, probably in Perth in Australia. It had a real impact in 2009, and I bought my first business in 2007. So highs and lows aren't new. Change isn't new. What is new is that I think over the last few years, being in business has become a massive trend, especially during the pandemic, because a lot of us had time to kill. So we created online businesses, and the online space absolutely freaking exploded. We got innovative, we got creative, we became digital creators. It's huge. So it has become very in fashion to own a business. Even people that are in a corporate space, more often than not, have some kind of side hustle, whether it's a passion project, being creative and using it as a creative outlet, or maybe they're setting up consulting on the side. It's you know, it's a very competitive market, the business landscape, being an entrepreneur. So there is some benefit to that. I do say it cuts the weak from the herd, which might sound aggressive, but it really means that you, more than ever, you have to be so invested and passionate about what you're doing, because, you know, unless you've got that drive to do the hard work, and I do think it's hard work. I call bullshit on 4-hour work weeks, and I want to throat punch anyone that says, oh, I made $50 squillion this week and I did fuck all. Piss off and stop telling people that for a start. There is, passive income is bullshit. Yes, you can create passive income, but fuck, you have to work your ass off to make it passive in the first place, okay? So I went on a way tangent then. Swings and roundabouts. I know that right now at this moment in time, and I just wrote an article on this yesterday, which should be live on my website, and it's called Has Your Staff Got You By The Balls? Now, this speaks to the West Australian economy at the moment, okay? Lettuce is fucking expensive. Petrol is expensive. Everything is expensive. Holy shit. We buy a packet of Weet-Bix bites and we have 5 kids. Like, we need like 3 packets a morning. That's like $20 just for cereal. So the cost of living is expensive. Small business owners are really doing it tough because people are tight on money. So the money isn't coming in, and over here the money was pouring in over the pandemic years, okay? So now the money isn't coming in anywhere near as free-flowing, and our staff are frustrated. First of all, it's really hard to get staff because, hello, housing crisis. Holy crap, I saw somebody advertising their garden shed for $400 a week online yesterday. So we've got a housing crisis, we've got staff demanding the high wages. The employers are absolutely fucked because they are desperate for staff, so they're giving their staff whatever they want just to keep them happy so they don't leave. The employers are paying the staff 10 times more than they're paying themselves out of sheer desperation. We're hiring out of fear, and still the staff aren't happy because no one's happy in this climate, really, except for Coles and Woolworths and Qantas. Fuck you guys and your ridiculous profit margins right now. How is that even a thing? But let's not go there. So we're in interesting times, and maybe what was working before isn't working for you now. So we have to keep up. And I think sometimes we get really stuck in our own stuff. And this is where, like in my industry, I'm a business mentor, and so many people are like, what does that even mean? And I sometimes feel like, and I don't want to go down this path, but since I'm a bit ranty, let's go there. I sometimes feel like in my industry, it's like the old used car salesmen, lawyers, real estate agents, rug stores that were closing down that never really closed stores. It's got a bit of shadiness, a bit of sliminess to it, and I don't like it. There are a lot of gurus out there, and they promise, you know, to make you six figures and all these things. And people are really bloody confused. How they're like, which thing do I need to do that is going to fix my business? Which lever do I need to pull? And you're looking around, and there's levers everywhere, right? There's TikTok, there's Instagram, there's Google, there's networking, there's this course, there's that course, there's all the levers. And how do you know which one to pull, right? And this is where I think asking for help, and no one wants to invest money when money is tight, right? And then they don't know who to trust to invest their money. So this is where it's like, how do you know? So my job as a business mentor, and this is why I have created my Mentor Academy, because it solves that problem, right? You, I wrote a post about this. I thought it was quite funny. It's like, you know, you spend some money doing an Instagram course, and then you do that, and then you realize, oh God, now I need to spend some money learning Facebook. And then you might outsource or learn to do some SEO, and then you realize you need to tweak your website. Like, when does it end? And even once you've spent all the money or you've learned all the tools and it still doesn't feel like anything's really working, then you're like, oh, well, maybe it's my mindset. Like, do I need to buy a money mindset course? And then it's like, do I have imposter syndrome? Well, who's an expert in that that I can pay $500? Like, it never ends. It's called shiny object syndrome. It's where we're like, next thing, next thing, next thing. It can become a little bit habitual with business owners. I'm like, stop buying and paying for courses and stuff and just focus on what you already have. I'm massively hypocritical, as I am like, come join my Mentor Academy. no, but the thing is, business mentors and anyone that's a coach or a business coach, everybody is so different. And the beauty of the industry is everything's online. You can do credibility checks. Like, if I'm looking to engage somebody to help me with my business, I will scroll and scroll and scroll. I'll look at their LinkedIn. I'll look at their website. I will look at their Google presence. I will check for case studies, referrals. I'm a psycho. But I understand that I need to choose the right person for me. It needs to financially align. It needs to be a personality fit. It needs to be somebody I respect and trust, and our values align. It's the same thing when investing with your business and finding people to help you with your business. But in order to keep up, we can't go it alone, and we need support. And the beauty is there's free support. There's that many free Facebook groups and networking catch-ups, and that's amazing, and I highly recommend utilizing those. I think that when it comes to investing in your business, if you're not moving forward and you're stuck and you're not keeping up, it's when you've got to take some action. Or if your old ways aren't working, you have to open your eyes to something new, to try something new. So I just truly believe sometimes we get so close to our own shit that we can't see it. And classic example, I am that person. I work from home. I try and get out of bed, but some weeks when I'm home a lot, it gets stale. I get stale. My ideas get stale. But I have a community or a village around me that I can reach out in a voice message and go, hey, like I did with Jess Wilson, my mate this morning. Oh my God, Jess, I'm going to do a podcast today. What do you think I should talk about? What are some great ideas? And we just like, I could tell she was out for a jog. And we just voice messaged back and forth. And I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, good idea. Now I'm pumped to do this podcast. And if I didn't have that, I probably just wouldn't have jumped on here today to fire off all my thoughts on the world. But yes, this is leading to me talking about my Mentor Academy because, and I'm allowed to, okay, you will notice that I don't advertise on my podcast. I don't have ads. I don't self-promote myself barely at all, which is naughty, naughty, but I don't. I kind of love that I have this vibe where I just sit in my cupboard and tell cool stories and talk to people, and it's all about the feels. I get contacted every single day by PR companies asking for their clients to be featured on my podcast, and I don't even reply. I know, I sound like a dick, but I just don't. I kind of like this cool thing. So I get to talk about myself and my business for a second. So I created my Mentor Academy, and lately it's been really hard to see people throwing shade at business mentors and coaches, and I get it. Fair enough. There are so many dodgy people in my industry. But I've been feeling a little triggered. Don't we all hate that word? Because I genuinely have chosen to do this after years of being in really good businesses that made really good money. Like, it took so much balls for me to walk away from those, to take a leap of faith into this. And let me tell you, when I owned a hair salon for 14 years, it is so much easier to get people to spend $500 on their hair every 6 weeks than it is to get people to spend $500 growing their business. I find it the weirdest thing in the world. So I don't believe in using money as a sales tactic, aka saying, I can promise you six figures a month in your business. That's not my vibe. I'm not into that. But I do believe that I have created an amazing community where, and people, this is where people go, what the hell do you do? I don't get it. So if you're a business owner and you are going, oh my God, I need to learn Instagram, I need to learn Facebook, I need to learn SEO, I need to tweak my website, I need to learn how to write good captions and copy, and then I need a money mindset coach, and then I need this and I need this. I've created a place where all of that exists. And I have recognized very quickly that whilst I know a lot about a lot of those topics, it is not possible for me to be an expert in every single one. Like, it's not. So whilst I do know a fair bit and I run workshops within my Mentor Academy, I pull in people that are the experts and they run guest mentor sessions. So, you know, I've got Jo Saunders talking about LinkedIn. She's a LinkedIn queen, so she's running a LinkedIn workshop. Next week I'm running a Xero workshop on bookkeeping, but I'm not running that. I've got someone that's an expert in that running that. I get money mindset people in to run mindset sessions. And it's all of the things in one place, and then also the added bonus of a beautiful community. Now, lots of people run group mentorships in this format. Loads of people do. The difference between the way I do it and what a lot of other people do it is that have you heard that word scaling? I hate the word scaling the business. People create this format because then they can essentially get a bunch of people in and make way more money for way less effort. So I know group mentoring or coaching programs, but they have literally hundreds of people in there, and these people are making bank. Good for them. However, mine is capped at 30 people because I literally want to have a conversation with every single one of those 30 people regularly. I want to check in. I want to know them. I want to know their business because I fucking give a shit. So it's small and not just anybody can join. I mean, everybody is welcome, but you have to be the right fit because the energy of the group and the love and the support is fucking special. So that's my little plug for my Mentor Academy. I have it open until the end of March. For 10 ladies, I've only got 8 spots left already. If you're interested in that, send me an email, hello@elsamitchell.com.au, or jump on my website, www.elsamitchell.com.au, and book a free chat. Now, to circle back to what the whole point of this is you keep doing the same thing and you will keep getting the same results. So if something that was working for you isn't working anymore, maybe it's time to look at doing things differently. And don't try and do it alone. You don't have to pay to join a program like mine. There's so much free stuff out there. There's so many free communities, so many amazing groups. And I truly believe in having solid foundations. I think all businesses require the exact same foundations. That is having those platforms like your email marketing and your online presence and all those things. But saying that, I am seeing businesses that have been around for years, 8 years, 10 years, and they've been killing it. And they've been killing it the whole time, just winging it. So that is entirely possible, but I think that everybody reaches a point, especially now, where they kind of go, well, hang on a second. I need those foundations. Things are slipping. And I can tell you right now, when they get 8 years in and realize that they have not spent the last 8 years collecting an email database, they are pissed and they are full of regret when they realize that they had, should, if they'd done these things years ago, be saving their ass now when things take a little dip. I won't go into all that too much, but some examples of why that's important. If you want to sell your business, think about it. If you've got 10,000 people on an email database, over no people on an email database, that makes a much more desirable asset to be sold. Not to mention when a dip comes that you did not expect, you've got 10,000 people that you can directly market to if you choose to pivot your services or attempt a win-back program or make a change. So action is the key. And if it's not working, what do I do next? Okay, take a step back. Get somebody else's opinion. Start a conversation. Maybe don't always ask your family and friends because that can be really super triggering. There goes that word again. Maybe find some people. You don't have to be an extrovert to build connections. You can be introverted and you can build amazing connections and find people that inspire you and start a conversation. This is the beauty of the online space. And there was somebody about 6 months ago, I was in a group for business owners, and someone was going through a really hard time with her health. She was lived alone, and she said, I'm really struggling at the moment to show up online to promote my business, feeling the way I'm feeling. She said, you know, it feels like a chore, and I don't want to have to do it. But I also need to keep my business running and being successful right now because I am the sole provider for myself. And I said to her, I think you're looking at this the wrong way. I think what you should do is instead of seeing your social media as a chore or this unnecessary have to do for your business, why don't you embrace it as a beautiful opportunity to connect with some people? I can guarantee if you weed out some people that have got some similar health issues going on, they will love to chat to you. And just use it as a place of beauty to build connection, to have really nice conversation. I get that social media can be like a dark place full of trolls and stupid opinions, and people can be bloody aggressive, but it also can be really beautiful, like really beautiful. There can actually be some really positive, great connections to be made, and I guarantee you when you approach it like that, that it will in turn grow your business anyway. So that's it from me today. I'm not sure if any of that led to a specific point. But I enjoyed talking about it and I enjoyed sharing my opinions, and hopefully you got something out of it. And yeah, thank you for listening. Hey, you know what? Since I'm just all about myself today, can you leave me a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or whatever platform you listen to this on? Do you know that leaving a review is a one-way ticket into a podcaster's panties? I'm joking. I'm saying that. No, but it is huge. We love reviews. It's what helps us get more downloads, to move up in the charts. It helps spread the podcast so more people can find it. So it means the world, and I would be super grateful. And if you are interested in joining my Mentor Academy, look, it's March. This podcast will be going up probably tomorrow on the 21st. You've got until the end of the month.